If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
Hey, Peter Zine here, coming to you from a hotel room. I don't have a lot of time today, so packing up while I do this. Okay, so the issue is, let's see, today is the 25th of March, and yesterday the Trump administration rescinded legal status for about 530,000 immigrants, specifically from Venezuela, Nicaragua, some from Haiti. Two big problems here. The first is that we are in a labor crunch. We have record low unemployment, and pulling 500,000 people who are participating in the labor force is kind of a problem. You see, these were not your normal people who cross at the border. These are people who got legal dispensation from the Biden administration, not just to come here, but for them to come here, they had to register with authorities, have an interview with the Department of Immigration, have a financial sponsor. And so they were integrated to the system. They had passed checks. So we've basically done all the work necessary to make them citizens. And then at the last second, we're like, psych. So unless they've already proceeded on to the next step, they now have to go home. That's problem one. Remember, we need to double the size of the industrial plant if we're going to be ready for the Chinese collapse. That means a lot of construction. That means a lot of people building things. And as a rule, construction is a sector where most American citizens don't want to work. So this is a real problem for the labor force. So to invest all of this time and effort and money and man hours in making these people ready and then kicking them out the last second, that's just a waste. Second problem is legalities. And not the legalities of doing. This president obviously has the authority. The problem is on the other side. You see, when you're legal, when you're in the system, you can get bank account. You can own property. You can register for health care. You can send your kids to school without having to worry about pulling them out the next day. And when you're in that sort of environment, law enforcement is a resource you can draw upon. So, for example, if you're illegal, you're in the cash economy. And that means that everyone in your area who knows you're not a legal migrant knows that you basically deal with cash. And as a result, you've identified yourself as someone to rob. And if you are robbed, you don't go to law enforcement because you're afraid you might get deported. So for these 530,000 people, they weren't in that category. They were, for as far as we can tell, law-abiding immigrants. And that means that now the Trump administration has basically penalized 500,000 people for following the law, which means that the next 500,000 that come will probably not make the same mistake. This is an issue that we have had pretty chronically since the 1980s, when the Reagan administration was the last administration to go through and change the legal structures for migration. We haven't really given would-be migrants an incentive to participate with the system. And this sort of thing is definitely going to accentuate that problem. Keep in mind that within the last month, the Trump administration has started arresting would-be migrants that have also participated with the system through the CBB app, arresting them on their way to their court hearings where they were supposed to be ruled upon whether or not they were legal or not, and just grabbing them and send them home. So the next wave is definitely going to cross illegally and form an underclass in American society. And as we've seen with the phase one of the Trump administration 4 years ago, the wall did wonders for encouraging illegal migration, made it a lot easier because the Sonoran and the Chihuahuan deserts are the greatest natural barriers in the hemisphere. And by building 50 construction roads across the desert to build the wall, we basically obviated half of the barrier. This is definitely going to take advantage of that when we get our next big wave, which will probably happen as soon as the migrants can figure out how to navigate the new system, which, historically speaking, takes about a year or two. So we won't have to wait too long.